On January 26, 1889, a freedman by the name of Benjamin B. Flagg sold an acre of land to establish and maintain the Flagg Grove School for African American Children. That clapboard tin roof structure was still standing on the now vacant farmland the morning I met a former Flagg Grove student, Jim Smith. As Smith and I enter the worn wooden structure, he points to these wooden cubbies.
And all our coats and things hang back there, and I looked at they look like they have some hen nests back there. But that's the hat and coat. That's for all our things when we walked in.
The one-room schoolhouse was auctioned off by the county after segregation ended and sold to the Stevens family, who still farm here today. Here's Joe Stevens.
We just did the best that we could to, you know, keep the things that were here to a certain degree. We bought it. Daddy bought it when it was put up for auction in probably late 60s, early 70s. I don't know exactly the day. And then he turned it into storage and corn crib, and we put sheds on each side of it.
Flagg Grove School is about an hour east of Memphis and several miles northwest of Brownsville. The farmland is hilly and vast, and in some ways, very different from when it was used to educate African American children in the decades leading up to desegregation. When Smith went to school here, there were trees and sharecropper shacks nearby.
We went from the first to the eighth grade. I started school here in 1946, and I finished here in 54. It was about 50 kids at one time going to this school. And every once in a while, that Miss Willette had to have help out here because she was teaching from the first to the eighth grade, just one teacher.
Smith says the class was split in two, with the higher grades on one side and the lower grades on the other. By the time Smith attended Flagg Grove, it was funded with public money, but at a rate less than Smith's white counterparts. When the school first opened its doors, it was a subscription school, meaning the parents paid $1 a month and 25 cents for wood to heat the school in the winter. That money was used to pay the teacher. Schools for African Americans like Flagg Grove School were established on the heels of the Civil War. Change was in the air. In 1880, five African Americans won seats in Haywood County and the Tennessee General Assembly. Dorothy Granberry is a volunteer docent at the Dunbar Carver Museum in the town of Brownsville.
Since blacks had some modicum of power at that time, out there in Flagg Grove, that people had reasons to believe that they could get some support for their school, okay?
Like Smith, Granberry started her education in a one-room schoolhouse, but the school in Stanton where she got her elementary lessons is long gone. Although blacks and whites were educated separately, that didn't mean they didn't play together. Smith says growing up, he had friends who were black and white. They were all children of sharecroppers.
We all played together, but we didn't go to school together. We all ate together because, you know, it was a lot of sharecroppers. It was a lot of kids out here. And after school, we all got together. We all played. We had to walk to church on Sunday, all the way to Durham, where I showed you. It'd be 50 or 60 kids in the road on Sunday, just walking, having a good time.
Like many African Americans in the South, Smith headed north after high school to find work that wasn't sharecropping. But he hasn't forgotten where he came from, and he brought his granddaughter back to Flagg Grove to see the school. She was born in Chicago.
So I brought her here. Actually, we could not get to this house at the time. It was all weeded, all grown up. It was a lot of cows out here, it was horses. So I walked up here just to close. She said, "Oh, granddaddy, you go to school there?" I said, "Yes, that's where I went."
The little schoolhouse was recently picked up and moved to the West Tennessee Delta Heritage Center in Brownsville, where it will be restored and preserved for future generations. For WKNO News, I'm Candace Ledlow.